What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First pitch to Jock. Drilled deep out into right field. Adele going back. He leaps, and it is gone. Adele trying to make a home run saving grab, but that one just gets by him for Jock Peterson. A three-run homer. Rangers lead 7-1.
Everybody getting healthy in that lineup. After Brett Boone joined us yesterday here on Sean and RJ, we are your home for Rangers baseball. A 20-3 absolute beatdown in a bullpen day. It was a bullpen day start. So that's even better for you as Adolis, Jock, and Higgy hit three-run homers. Jock recently. Turning it on.
A little bit. He's got his little power stroke going. And that's, you're not looking for Jock to have four singles in a game. You know, do you want Jock to go 3-for-4 with three singles or 1-for-4 with a home run? They're looking for Jock to go, like, you know, 1-for-4. They don't care about, you know, him volume hitting wise. They care about him power hitting wise. And he's got the power stroke going.
And Bobby, I know you're going to say it's too little too late, and it probably is, but Jock Peterson throughout the year, hold on tight to the steering wheel. In March, it was a .77 average. Then in April,
God, sounds like a blood alcohol level. .77.
Well,
I might kill you.
I'll keep it there every month. It's a .115 in April. A .167 in May. Nothing in July. In 11 at bats, and this month .283 with 5 home runs and 12 runs batted in to go along with 5 walks.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting that from him throughout the season, this is probably a different season. Like, this is probably a different outcome for them. And I know he was hurt for a large stretch, and so he was off the field for a large stretch. But, I mean, if you would have been able to get that guy this season, if he would have been, that would have been the guy that you were getting the entire year, then Texas is probably a different baseball team. And so that's the frustrating thing, is because they thought they were getting that guy. They thought that was going to be the dude that they were getting this year, was a 900 OPS guy. That's who he was last year. They thought they were going to get some pop. And so they're finally getting it now. It's just, it does feel like it's a little too late.
Around the rest of the sports world, day off today, athletics tomorrow. So keep taking advantage of the sorry teams. You're 4.5 back in the wild card. Rashee Rice suspended for the first 6 games of the year for the accident right behind us on 75.
Yeah. So I went and looked at some of the other suspensions, and he got the 6 games, right? So, you know, there were 6 game suspensions this year for PEDs. So of the guys that are suspended this year, he got the same suspension as a PED violator would. So our guy, Isaac Alarcon, who was in camp a couple of years back.
I want the cake.
That's right. Michael Hecht also getting the 6 games. And then the guys who got more than that, one of them was Justin Tucker with conduct detrimental to the league. I was curious how they were going to suspend this. Like,
Bobby, you thought it was pretty accurate.
I think it's pretty consistent. Like if you look at Zeke, some of the other suspensions that have occurred over time where you've gotten these 6-game suspensions for conduct detrimental, it's about in line. Like usually I think they're either too soft or they go too aggressively in some of their punishments. This one I feel like 6 was about right. And I do think that I'm surprised that Rashee Rice just said, cool, let's go. I'll take it.
So here's my question. He was driving 119 miles an hour, whatever it was. Did he, and then he left the scene. So like he didn't, nobody died, right?
Mm-mm.
So, but he hit somebody.
People ended up in the hospital.
Okay. Cause Myles Garrett's got like eight speeding violations of like 191 or above, mm-hmm. and like 5 of them are over 100. Like, are we just being results based here because he hit somebody?
Yes. I mean, the court system is usually results based.
But there's an attempted. There's an understanding.
Not
of
with
attempt.
Speeding though.
Yeah, you got to hit someone to really get in trouble if you're going 85.
85. Yes, not 115. You know, Myles Garrett. I mean, he's a menace out there.
I know, but no one's getting hit. He's not destroying any property or
people. Like the second he does hit somebody and then walks away from an accident, he gets suspended 6 games. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I got issues with that.
If you go 110, you should get the same punishment as Rashee Rice?
No. I think if you're somebody who is like a serial 115 guy.
Yeah.
After a while, it's like, all right, you know what? You're just getting lucky here, and I'm not dealing with that.
I agree with you. I agree. Okay,
if I take a gun, I just fire it in the air.
Yeah.
And I never hit somebody.
Right.
Right. To me, that's no different than somebody firing a gun in the air and hitting somebody.
Okay.
But then also walking away from it. Like, you got to remember, he walked away from the scene. He literally walked up the ramp of the tollway, like, to get away from it. The only difference is, well, he hit somebody and he didn't. The difference was he hit somebody and then he left the scene with all of his like friends. But
he's arguing Miles should get more. And I agree with you. I thought you were just comparing like one-offs.
No.
Miles Garrett should get lit up. I think by a judge for getting busted the 6th, 7th, 8th time. It's only a matter of time before you kill someone or yourself.
He should get his license.
I think it's a hard sell to NFL fans to say you suspended somebody for speeding, though. Like where even if it's multiple times, the justice system should crack down on him harder. But the NFL suspending him for just you've sped a lot of fans would hate that.
Tommy Cutlets to the New England Patriots. Mike Vrabel has said we need to sniff out a rat. So the internet said you bring in Tommy Cutlets, who is no longer a New York Giant. Who are you happier that they did not get between, and I'm going to take 2 L's on this probably, unless the Patriots are awesome this year or next, and North Carolina. You have to pick, who are you happier they did not get between Belichick or Vrabel?
Oh, I'm happier it's not Vrabel. Probably. Yeah. I mean, although I don't know how I might be entertained by some of the Belichick stuff. There would be nothing entertaining and about Mike Vrabel and him saying we're going to run the ball 60 times, basically, and then being kind of a jackass about it the entire time. That dude is like he's all of Dan Campbell with none of the fun. That's Mike Vrabel.
He's had 2 quotes recently where he's like, we need to sniff out the rats around here. And then yesterday he was talking about guys getting cut.
Yeah, he's very, what's the word? I don't know, caustic. Like he's very harsh and.
He comes across like a bully.
Yeah, 100%. To me, the more you see Vrabel come around, I think he's a good football coach. I would never want his philosophy running the football team. And certainly don't want that attitude.
But what Belichick is doing, same question to you, by the way.
I'd rather neither. I can't have a guy wearing a sweater vest. And that's Vrabel. I mean, that's worse than the visor.
What Bill Belichick is doing, you used a word for it last night in your email. What was it?
I don't know. Which word did I use in that?
Well, look it up.
I said his focus is no longer on football. I said, every news story about Belichick seems more improbable than the last.
Improbable.
Mm-hmm.
This, what he has done, what he is doing, what he has turned into is absolutely improbable.
It's sad.
With he and the girlfriend now filing trademarks for Gold Digger and other things.
Gold Digger, which
why would you put that spotlight on yourself?
Plus, I also think
what? Go ahead.
Does Kanye not have a bigger claim to that word?
I don't know. They said the trademark, it looked like it was two words separated. Kanye's song title, I think, is a word together. Maybe that's the difference.
You're a simp. You are no one should ever be afraid to interview Bill Belichick ever again, looking at him as his status as a man right now.
But he also tried to trademark Chapel Bill. Good one. Bellustrator.
Never heard that before.
But yeah, like, because it's the Billustrator, Jay Billis.
You're not doing Monday Night Football analysis anymore.
How about this awfully insensitive one? The Trail of Salty Tears.
Oh.
Dear God.
And what is that from? The Salty Tears?
No.
Why are you coming up? What a spineless jellyfish he is. Bill Belichick getting completely turned by this girl, and she's going and celebrating that they got a Hulu series. Now, I'm still going to watch. I'm watching it because of all this craziness. So they did do their Hulu thing after the other one fell through.
Yeah. So, and now, you know, they open with TCU. Was that Monday? TCU's a favorite this game.
They're 0-12 this year. They're 0-12.
They're not 0-12.
They're 0-12. They are losing record for sure. I'm going to say 0-12. If he's filing Gold Digger, that dude is already going to have enough issues adjusting to a college game and building the roster that he's trying to build. If he's not even focused on the aspects that have always made him great, which are the details, because he's filing trademarks for Gold Digger, that dude's going 0-12.
Well, that's a stupid take. But what's not a stupid take is I think both of you were asking, how do you go and play for him with this type of stuff? This would absolutely influence my decision in sending my kid, or if I'm the kid, being like, what are you doing?
I know.
What are you turning into?
Very strange. Like, this is, you're allowing somebody else to run your program. Like, the college
run your life.
Name me the college football coach that's great that is not viewed as completely in charge of that program.
It's a good question.
Like the Nick Sirianni of college.
Right. Like, you know, they're all Kirby Smart. Like, it's no doubt who's in charge of that program, right? No doubt who's in charge of Clemson. Who's
Ryan Day.
Like, and why is
a lot of people feel like the AD's got a lot of power right there.
Why is Belichick this thirsty for money at every turn? You are rich beyond your wildest dreams.
I'm exaggerating 0-12. I am serious. 4 wins. That's what they get this year.
What's
they win
their
four
over
games.
Under?
I think it's higher than I'm looking at.
Oh, it's definitely higher than that. So I want to see if I can just take advantage of Bobby Betts, since he can now gamble.
Well, 7.5.
I can't.
Bet MGM.
I got a notice yesterday from the Cowboys that said, hey, since you contract with us, you got to take the gambling policy against here. So I actually can't.
Oh. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. The Dallas Mavericks are doing what with Luka Doncic now? A video game billboard that was put up outside the AAC. Can someone educate us on what this video game is? Pepe, do you know what this is? What Luka is partnering up with? Overwatch 2? Do you know what that is?
I've never heard of that.
So yeah. Overwatch is the one that he's been, like, people have found him streaming on it before and tried to talk to him over. That was where the You Are Luka Doncic came from, that drop that Peyton's played before. That was from Overwatch. He's one of the... He claimed in an interview this week that he's still one of the top 500 players in the world on it. Like, he's on the rankings for it.
I have no idea what this is, like you, but this...
They put up a billboard, half Luka's face, half one of the other characters, I guess right by the Dirk statue?
It's to the right. So if you're looking at the arena from, like, I guess from where those restaurants are south of Victory, it's on the right-hand side. Right by, I think it's Channel 8's right there. That is, and the Mavericks are all upset about this. That is soft with a W and an A. That is soft. You weasel losers. You traded him. You can't, you have no control over where his billboards
go. Well, who owns the billboard space? If they hadn't moved, how did that even get allowed? How can they get rid of it if they don't own the space? And if they do own the space, how did that get approved to advertise? Yeah. That I need to know the answer to, because I will disagree with you.
If they own it, then they own it, right? If they own it, then they can get rid of it.
You can't have Mavs fans driving by the damn Dirk statue looking at Luka's face. But how can they get rid of it
if it's not theirs?
If it's not theirs.
Right. And if it's a video
one. Arash Markazi reported this.
Right. And it's a video one. And if I'm Luka, I am buying that billboard. And I am going to stream every Laker game on that billboard right outside the Mavericks game.
Stream your video game?
Yes. I've streamed my video games.
That you're playing?
My Twitch will be on there. Yeah. And I'm going to stream every Laker game.
Yeah. Like, what was the, you remember Bosworth, how he used to, he sold the I Hate Boz t-shirts to Texas fans. Like, it turned out he was, but like, if I was Luka, I would start buying up like swords. Yeah. Same sort of thing. Billboards that are like, we love you, Luka. We miss you. And just put those up and do different
everything
like
else
that.
You need to know in the sports world here on Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. The Rangers early blowout allowed Choppy to catch up on the gambler. And all I got to say is the Michael Irvin episode. We play you parts of it as we continue to wrap up The Gambler on Netflix, commercial free in the expressway with a Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway. Don't go anywhere else. Sean and RJ continuing on The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
We continue with our review and wrap-up of The Gambler on Netflix. Good morning, Metroplex. Commercial-free with the Expressway, in case you did not know, every morning at this time on Sean RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, and a Rangers-Brewers ticket giveaway before we get really local with the Neighborhood Watch at 7:40. Just some other things to clean up from the past episodes. When Barry Switzer took over, the really, I thought, uncomfortable moment with Jerry Jones trying to be Coach Jones. Barry even sarcastically referred to him as Coach Jones. Oh, but you know what? Before I even get into that, let's cover both sides of it. Those who are maybe two, three, four episodes in, as you watched two more last night during the Rangers beatdown. So let's get your catch up.
Yeah, so they won the first Super Bowl, and we have gone through the Emmett contract dispute.
Which Emmett continues to point out, I didn't hold out. I didn't have a deal. I did not have a contract. I wasn't holding out of an existing deal.
Right.
He's like, so don't compare this to like the Micah thing. Micah's under contract.
So, you know, that we're talking about that holdout was upwards of 50 days, you know, versus this one. But yeah, just
and how do you think Jerry is really viewing Micah missing games versus that. Because he's trying to tell people on this media tour, we still won the Super Bowl. And Stephen A's like, but you went 0-2. And because you went 0-2 and Charles Haley threw a helmet at your head, you signed him. So you can't really, I think Jerry's trying to use that publicly to say, we can still have great success in the season, but it holds no weight.
It holds no weight. I also think that, I think Emmett was far more integral to that team than Micah is to this one. I don't think it's close.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's close. So, like,
and the fact that he was willing to do that then is even more frightening for now. You came off a Super Bowl. You were the defending champs. Yeah. You had the best running back in the league, arguably, and you still let him miss the beginning of the season. So all this leverage I keep talking about that they have against Jerry, of Jerry has to win this year. Jerry has to win with these guys in their windows. That probably doesn't exist, right? Because of what he did with Emmett coming off a title.
Yeah, and I do think the one circumstance I do think is different is that was a different league for one, right? There was no cap yet, but I do think Jerry was in a much different place financially. Like, you could make the case that they really were going to struggle because he had just bought the team 5 years earlier. They were so bad for a couple years. They just got that one Super Bowl. He probably was still in the red. He probably really, like...
Well, he was saying, like, with
I couldn't afford it. Yeah, he's like, I couldn't afford it.
I literally don't have the money.
Yeah, I believe... Now, owners cook the books all the time in this, but, you know, obviously, that was a much different situation. Like, $13 million over 4 years was a much different piece of his percentage of his overall money that he had versus Micah. Like, he can afford this way easier.
Well, but you have a cap. Yeah, you can afford it. He can afford anything.
Yeah,
but you have to fit it in,
right?
That's what he would tell you. So anything else?
Man, that team though, it does not get the respect it deserves.
The 92
does not. 92, 93 does not get the respect it deserves. Nobody puts it as, nobody even thinks of it. They never put it at the top where it belongs. Everybody always genuflex to those stupid Steeler teams and the stupid Packer teams, and nobody gives it the respect it deserves.
I'm trying to think. I like
Kevin
Hagman
would probably have the Seahawks beating them.
He probably would.
No doubt about it. Yeah, he would think all those Niners teams sucked every year they lost to the Cowboys, and the 94 Cowboys sucked because they didn't win the Super Bowl either. Now, I looked it up at one point. Can't remember the exact number, but on that roster that played in Super Bowl 27, that first one that they won, they were guys who had either previously made the Pro Bowl in their career, made it that year, or would make one in the future. I think it was 25 players on that roster. Half the roster was Pro Bowlers either previously or into the future.
Wow.
And so, I mean, they were ridiculously talented.
So just to clean up some other things before the Michael Irvin episode that almost landed him in jail. When Switzer takes over, Jerry's out there with the coach shorts and everything. And I thought it was a pretty embarrassing moment when he's like, hey, what do you think about doing this with a tight end? And Barry answers back, I'll handle that stuff, Jerry. I'll do that. And then afterwards, sarcastically saying on film, hey, what's up, Coach Jones? What's up, Coach? I thought it was sarcastic. And then you had Butch Davis and Joe Avezzano sniping that they should have taken over, you know? Barry's trying to remember the names. And this is kind of a pro and positive for Brian Schottenheimer, the Cowboys' decision with him, that Barry's coming in totally unfamiliar with everything. He's been out of coaching for 5 years, and Brian's going to talk about this later on when Bobby recaps his experience as a rookie coach. He's like, I know where to go for the training table. I know where to go for the cap question. I know where to go for this. I know the names of the people in the building. Barry didn't know anything. He's trying to remember the names of the staff that he inherited. But I just thought it was kind of embarrassing where Jerry's trying to be Coach Jones. Hey, what do you think about doing this with the old tight end there? And Barry's like,
No. And then Dennis Padini, the fixer, Nate Newton said, I must have been let go by the police 100 times, or I could have been in trouble 100 times. And then Emmett, I thought Emmett maybe was this choir boy who always went the other way on things. Emmett did not want to talk about the White House stories. And then the story of him being escorted home buzzed. He said, oh my gosh. He said, I wasn't drunk, but I was buzzed. I had some, and I thought I was going to jail. I thought I was getting pulled over. And no, they were just escorting me home. And then the Eric Williams incident. And Bobby, you were stunned that Eric Williams actually gave an interview with the horrific thing that happened with Michael Irvin and Emmett Smith then following Eric Williams after he got in the wreck.
Yeah, he got in the wreck. They were following him back because they were like, where's Big E? He was supposed to ride with, I think that he was supposed to ride with James Washington. And he drove his own by himself. And Michael Irvin and Emmett Smith realized, like, oh, he's not here. And they're like, E was messed up. We got to go get him. And so they went looking for him. And it was right over at 635. And I think the Dallas North Tollway is where the wreck was. But he said, Eric Williams talked about it, that he basically was on the phone with the mother of his firstborn and dropped the car phone and he reached down to pick it up. And then he went right into a retaining wall off the road. And Michael Irvin and Emmett Smith pulled him out of there, and they were like, we thought he was going to die. Like he wasn't responding. We're like,
Michael's like, don't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep.
Yeah. And they ended up dropping him off at the hospital and getting him taken care of. But I was surprised Eric Williams was willing to talk about it. Cause I've talked to Nate Newton about it before where Nate said that, like, yeah, Big E doesn't like talking about the past much because he turned his life around. He's like a minister now, and he's got a different life. He doesn't like thinking back on a lot of that. So I was really surprised that he ended up talking, but he was the guy that they said it in one of these episodes, and it's true when you talk to a lot of people, I think, from that era, they all say the same thing. They all think they lost the 94 NFC Championship game because he got hurt. That they were like, if Eric Williams, I remember Goose Goslin said that one time. He said, if Eric Williams doesn't get hurt, Troy Aikman doesn't take the beating he takes in that game.
The 2 4th-and-1s against Philly. And then I feel like, you know, that Switzer championship empowered Jerry even more.
Yeah.
Because he made the 500 coaches could win with this team. And then that just takes us to today, right? If you do the Last Dance flashbacks, Bobby, with these decisions and the criticism, Jerry has it stuck in his mind. I won all these battles with the odds against me, and my gut was right, and that Barry Switzer could just step in here and win it as well.
Yeah, you said I was wrong when I bought the Cowboys. You said I was wrong when I fired Tom Landry. You said I was wrong when I hired Jimmy Johnson. You said I was wrong when I fired Jimmy Johnson. You said
sponsorships.
You said I was wrong when I made a deal with Nike. You said I was at, like, all of these
TV, things, Fox.
All of these things he points back to. And says,
again,
you can't tell me that. Yeah.
His resolve and stubbornness today was built all back then.
It was. All those things were pre-cap.
Well, no, not all of them. 94 on wasn't. So the 94, 95, 96 stuff was
But that 95 team, right, was such a holdover. That was basically a pre-cap team.
In large part, I mean, they win also because they got Deion, and Deion was a cap move.
It doesn't even matter pre-post-cap. It was 30 years ago, and you'd hope after 10 years of not working, 15 years not working, 20, 25, 30, that would be the wake-up call. Now we get to Michael Irvin.
Yeah, so the seventh episode was just all about Michael Irvin's legal troubles and what had happened to him. And he had said, he starts this off by talking about that, you know, I gave myself like a month, basically, to party.
Yeah.
I had essentially a month. The routine
was his birthday, too.
He said the routine was it ends, season ends. And then he said March 5th is the cutoff date. You can't do anything past March 5th. And he said that was also my birthday. So that would usually be the big bash to end the off season. It's all right. Let's get back to work. Well, I believe they said this was March 3rd was the day. So 2 days before he got near to the end of this. And he ended up getting arrested for felony cocaine possession. And there was a whole secret videotape that went into it, which I was asking around some various folks who remember that time period. The guy, Dennis Padini, who I'd never really heard of before, like, yeah, there's a reason you haven't heard of him before. There were a lot of people that were surprised that he popped up in this. And that were like, I'm surprised he was willing to show up and talk. Because Dennis Padini, I guess, was the one who filmed that video in the backseat of the car and turned that over.
What?
Yeah. And Dennis Padini did a 30-day stint in jail. And so there's a little bit of a thought of, like, that's surprising that he would pop up for this because he has not been around. They nicknamed him because he was so short. They nicknamed him the Inch High Private Eye was his nickname. But this is something that,
and this is Michael saying, I had to be the same. I was the same off the field as I was on. I was this. I mean, Choppy, you know this better than anyone. You were his producer, but back then they also pointed out the judge. People were doing life for marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and here's Michael with crack cocaine.
And the prosecutor made it clear to him in no uncertain terms behind the scenes, I'm going to get you. I think you're an awful human being, and I'm going to take you down.
I thought maybe the line of the whole thing was Michael, because I remember my reaction when he walked into that courtroom with the coat, and I was like, you arrogant, bliggity blank. You deserve whatever. And Michael's in this with probably the line of the whole thing as the guy is basically saying, I'm going to gut you like a fish. You're a piece of trash. And Michael didn't respond with fear. He responded with arrogance saying, yo, man, I'm going to walk out of here and get paid millions to catch footballs. And you're going to be a broke DA at the end of the day. And he said it was 95 out, but the mink was still needed. He had to send a message the next day that I'm still going to get off on these charges no matter what you say, you piece of crap. That was the line of Mike's arrogance with the shades and the coat.
And he had, it was a big deal. He was facing several years in prison. And they, when the prosecutors all talk in retrospect, they interviewed all the prosecutors. They're like, we had him. Like, he was done.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Still don't know why. They still didn't provide enough explanation to why he got out of it. Go ahead.
It was the judge basically going like, well, first-time offender. It didn't seem totally on the up and up, to be honest, the way that judge was talking about it.
I didn't feel like the judge played a hand in letting him go. Well, the deal got worked out somehow.
It was his deal. It was his proposed deal. And so he had said that because he was a first-time offender and had done these different things that, you know, he thought that they could get away with basically
the DA
probation.
Interviewed seven strippers. Michael had Padini, the fixer, wand Rochelle Smith. Rochelle Smith, one of the strippers Mike was messing around with, and Mike would like interrogate her. Are you wired? Are you this? Are you turning on me? Are you turning me in? And then the FBI interrupts the court proceedings for unbelievable event.
Comes up, whispers in a few people's ear, and they're like, guys, we got a recess. We've just made an arrest of a, I believe it was a Dallas police officer.
Yeah.
For a murder for hire plot. This Dallas police officer tried to hire somebody to murder Michael Irvin. And so we've arrested him, but we got there's security risks here now. And it turned out that this was the
husband.
Yeah. They weren't technically married. It was like they were the common law husband or something. Mm-hmm. They'd been together for forever, but he didn't like her stripping and everything else. He was like,
or sleeping with Mike.
Yeah.
That wasn't his favorite husband, Rochelle Smith, the Dallas police officer. Why are you skirting around it?
No, I'm saying that like, it was like a whole thing of like, apparently it had built up. And then when he heard specifically that allegedly Michael Irvin had threatened her and said, you're not going to talk to the police. You're not going to do this. And according to him, said, I'm going to kill you or something like that.
This is a murder for hire. Yeah. Like, he wanted to kill Michael Irvin.
He did. Right. But he said Michael had threatened to kill her. Is that what was the whole thing? And Michael, I don't think ever said that's what happened. I don't know that they had any evidence of that. But that's ultimately what happened. And so that kind of throws things off and introduces a whole other weird dynamic to this thing. But Michael had talked about that this was his, basically, this is my cross to bear. I did this. I need to be the only one that is around for this, basically told teammates, stay away.
And his wife saying, God told me I'm your wife and you have to make peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wife forgiving one of many things.
Yeah. Sandy is a...
You met her?
Yes. She is a saint for... and Michael will say this, for putting up with Michael. She is a saint for that.
He's essentially talking about, throughout the documentary, that she gave him a lot of grace. But this was Michael Irvin talking about how he had told teammates to stay away from the proceedings.
I had guys that wanted to come down to the court. I was like, don't do that. Just that this is for me. I'll take this ride. I had to do it by myself. And don't come. Don't come down there.
So Troy didn't listen?
No. No, he came.
Call her in.
He came.
Give us some room here, please. Give us some room.
You were glad to see Troy sit behind him and supporting him.
I didn't think it would mean as much as it did. But, yeah, he showed up.
That's still, you can tell that's one of the more emotional moments that Michael Irvin has. And this thing is talking about Troy showing up for him. And Troy, who was squeaky clean All-American quarterback, willing to put himself, that was, I remember as a kid, that was a big deal that Troy Aikman showed up in court for him.
Yeah.
Because that was,
oh, you're advocating, you're supporting. Mm-hmm. You know, you're setting this type of example. So Michael's done. He's finished. He's fried. And then the plea bargain. 4 years deferred probation and a $10,000 fine. Suspended 5 games compared to Rashee Rice 6 games yesterday.
6 games.
Mike gets 5 games in 1996. They still make the playoffs. And then everyone starts dropping like flies. Irvin, Deion Hurt in the Panther playoff win.
Yeah, and somebody else.
The mustard suit.
Everett McIver also fell, is another one who dropped.
And Andrea Kramer, by the way, longtime NFL sideline reporter, sports reporter, said she thought the Michael Irvin trial started the collapse. They were never the same after that. That was the moment right there. You're trying to play catch up and all these things. The suspension. They signed 7 free agents in the Switzer era. They lost 31. In 4 drafts, they had 1 Pro Bowler with Jerry as the general manager. And Aikman had a phenomenal line in this. He goes, basically, Jerry Jones was learning the GM business on my time. He was learning it on my time. 3 drug arrests, 2 DUIs. Barry was quoted as saying, I don't want to know what's going on. And that drove Aikman through the damn roof. Whoever's at practice was at practice. And then Barry got snippy in this documentary by saying, he was asked, do you think Jimmy, these arrests and all these headlines happen with Jimmy? And he's like, don't put that S on me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there and put that crap on me. Then Barry gets arrested in the airport with a gun.
Yep.
6-10 in 1997, told Jerry, I am out. And Jerry said, Barry Switzer still not appreciated enough.
I don't know about that. There's plenty of he did stuff to have them play loose and free, and guys really believed in him and stuff like that. There is a lot that Barry Switzer did that was damaging here. Like when you look back on history and look back at the way that he coached his football team. But the big issue here that Michael Irvin ran into was the fact that Michael Irvin had been on probation, like you just mentioned, and he thought he was going to jail after an incident at Cowboys training camp where He was going to sit down for a haircut, and Everett McIver was already sitting there. And veterans are supposed to get their haircuts first, and Michael said, hey, get up, my turn. And Everett McIver said, no, essentially, screw you. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to finish my haircut. And Michael says he slashed him with some scissors. And it was a story that was kind of bubbling under the surface when it initially happened. Jeff Pearlman really amped it up years later with his Boys Will Be Boys book.
Well, he is not happy about this.
Jeff Netflix. Pearlman can no. go jump in
he
a
He is
lake.
Like, they used, they told, he goes, they totally used my book for half of this. Didn't give me any money for it, which he's probably right. He's probably, I mean.
You think Michael Irvin?
No, I'm saying like
came up with that story from Pearl. I'm saying that this is all their experience.
I'm saying like some of the storylines and arcs that Netflix is going after. They probably got a baseline from his book.
This was bad. This was a bad story, and it still is one that people around the Cowboys don't like talking about very much. Because it was Everett McIver almost died.
Yeah.
And so
blood gushing everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. No one talked.
Nope, nobody talked. And the judge even says later, like, I would do something.
It's
but
the violation.
Like, nobody would talk. They all came around and said nothing happened and eventually got smoothed over. Michael Irvin went to Everett McIver and apologized, and this was him talking about that.
Met with Everett. Said, I lost myself, brother. I'm so sorry. But you know, he sat down. I'll never forget. He said, Michael, you know, I know you love your kids, man. You almost took me for mine. Yeah, that was something to say, you know, and he was right. Had he not handled it the way he handled it, I was definitely going to jail.
Yeah, that was, I mean, if it would not have been handled that way, if Everett McIver doesn't play ball, essentially, Michael Irvin does do that prison time as a violation of parole.
Last game in Philadelphia, paralyzed for a second momentarily with Jerry in the ambulance. The fingers start moving. They're on the wife with Sandy on the phone with Sandy, the wife. And then Michael said, I stopped for Sandy and my family, but if Jimmy and Norv were still there, I would have gone back and kept playing.
Yeah, because they made it sound like this narrowing of his spinal column that occurred, they made it sound like at any second you could be, it's like a Sterling Sharp thing, where at any second you could, you're risking being paralyzed every single time you're out there. Because it doesn't look like a hard hit when you watch it back to this day. It doesn't look like one that was that, it shouldn't have ended a career.
Stenosis. It's the same thing that, Cooper Manning has that. That's why he had to quit. Sterling. I mean, all those guys.
There it is, the latest episode recap of The Gambler. We'll do the final one tomorrow, same time on the commercial-free expressway with this giveaway.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call at number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wednesday, 4-pack of tickets to see the Rangers play the Brewers at Globe Life Field in Arlington on Tuesday, September 9th. And Tolos, you want to get there early because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Jock Peterson replica jersey. That's call at number 10. At 877-881-1053.
Would it be better if you're going to trade Micah now or next season? That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Chad Ochocinco at 9 here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Let's get the watch.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Ooh, child support is about to get a little more out of hand for Texas fathers.
Why is it just fathers?
Well, I mean, it's just like aggressively percentage-wise fathers who it impacts typically. I think you know that, though.
Mm. That's not what he's asking. That's not the point RJ's making.
We'll get to it here in just a second. First, before we do have the Firehouse Tour tomorrow, 547 North Methodist in Red Oak. We're going to have free breakfast from Whataburger. Lots of cool giveaways while we're out there. I know we always have we got the cooling towels that we're giving away this time. Then we've always got little other promo items and different things. Fraser Roofs and Gutters is out there. They're going to give away. They've always got these little stuffed animals and stuff like that. So come on out. Hang with us in Red Oak. That's 547 North Methodist. And we'll be out there from 6 to 10 tomorrow for the continuation of the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. RJ Choppy, are you aware of this story that's coming up on Monday? I didn't know this.
I don't know what story you're talking
about. It may not impact you on the child support front. But
well, it does for six more years.
If you or your co-parent, and this is from, I just looked up one of the law firms, because I saw this headline that Monday child support laws are changing in the state of Texas. And so I went and looked it up on sarahfoxlaw.com. And they say if you or your co-parent are currently receiving or paying child support in Texas, an important change is coming that could significantly affect your obligation or payment come Monday, September 1st. Texas is officially increasing the income cap used to guideline child support. While the exact new cap hasn't yet been announced, the change itself is already law, and the expected increase could make a meaningful difference in high-income cases. Texas uses a percentage-based system to calculate child support based on the person paying support's net monthly income. The percentages are fixed, typically 20% for one child, 25% for two, and so on. But there's a twist. Texas caps the amount of income that can be considered in this calculation. That cap is going up by about $3,000 starting Monday, September 1st.
$3,000?
It's going up by about $3,000.
So, like, wait a second. So, if your income is $100,000, it used to be 25% of it. Now it's 25% of $103,000.
So, they would cap it monthly. The original cap was $9,200 per month was the cap. So, it's now going up to almost $12,000 is the new monthly cap for income.
Oh. Okay.
So that's the change that you're getting there. And they
should give me all your Diamonds Direct reads, in other words. Save yourself from paying more.
I'm not even kidding. I knew of somebody who they had a full-time job. They quit to just weekend hours because the child support payments that were getting taken out, they were like, they couldn't get adjusted fast enough and the court wasn't here. And they're like, well, then I got to reduce how much money I have because this is not, like, I can't pay this right now. This isn't sustainable.
That's interesting because if you lose your job, I would still be on the hook to pay because they say your obligation to pay is not the same as your ability to pay.
Oh.
So if you.
But your obligation to pay would be a different amount.
No.
You don't have the job.
It's your, they consider, let's say you make $100,000. Okay. That's what they say is your
expectation.
So even if you get fired and you take a new job that only pays 50, you're based on the 100,000 because that's what you're able to pay.
I'm not able to pay it anymore.
Well, that's you because people have done this and taken lesser jobs.
What if you get a raise?
You get a raise, you're supposed to divulge that to your spouse or your ex-spouse, and every couple of years they're supposed to be able to take you back for discovery.
To adjust it.
Yeah. We're doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105 Through the Fan.
Cheaper to keeper.
Look, if you need some cheap snacks, then the good news is also that next year, White Castle is coming to North Texas.
Okay. Tolo Skip sent this to me.
We brought Crystals here. When did Crystals get here? Like a decade ago? Maybe a little longer?
25 years.
Was it that long ago that Crystals got here?
I remember going to the one on Midway in Plano. I would drive all the way up there just to go to Crystal. Because it was such a big thing in Knoxville. I missed it when I came back here.
1 week ago, Ohio-based burger chain White Castle announced that it is opening its first location in the Lone Star State at the Grandscape development in the Colony. So we've actually done a Firehouse tour back behind Grandscape before. So Colony, that's going to be over on like 121, that area. But sometime in the summer of 2026, so you're still like a year away from getting any White Castle. But
A restaurant been helped out any more by a movie more than White Castle? Because I don't even think I'd care about this, talk about it, if not for the movie.
So we lived in Nashville for 2 years, and I loved White Castle compared to Crystal's.
Explain it for those that don't know.
It's sliders. It's basically just small slider burgers, and it's
crinkle cut, tater tots.
I don't even remember the fries. It was just the burgers that I remember. Chop, what is it? It's just onion and meat, isn't it? Or is there cheese on them too? It
has to be
on the White Castle. There's no cheese.
Yeah, I think it's just
you tell me I can't get a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I think you can add cheese, but the default is it's just the meat and onions. Yeah. That's like the classic that everybody eats. To me, White Castle was always I preferred White Castle over Crystal's. White Castle was awesome. But yeah, in terms of
crinkle cut fries,
a movie that has helped, that's a good question. I can't think of anything that would have been close. And I wonder if they had to pay to use that licensing, or did they get paid for, hey, like you're basically a sponsor of this movie or one of those things? I'd be interested.
Peyton, what is the movie?
Billy Madison.
How do you not know? That's your age range. You should know that movie.
What's the movie?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
You've really never seen that?
I've never seen it. No.
Is that his age range?
It should be.
I feel it's
before him. It's got to be late 90s, early 2000s, right?
No, it's early 2000s, but like the third one came out when he would have been like 14. Like, I mean, that's a movie. Yeah, 2004. So he was like 8 when it came out. And then like you get into teenage years, you would figure somebody would have been like, oh, let's watch this movie. But Peyton didn't hang with the Stoners, I guess, is what I'm learning. All right, this story from WFAA is bad news for me specifically. The housing situation in North Texas is not getting any better. In fact, some economists are worrying whether we're about to enter a housing recession. It says a closely watched metric is on the rise in DFW. This is from WFAA, and recently reached a high that hasn't been seen since the wake of the Great Recession. In June, DFW clocked 4.83 months of housing inventory. According to multiple listing service data cobbled together by the Texas Real Estate Research Center at Texas A&M, that was up nearly 38% from January, when inventory was at 3.51 months. The last time inventory was this high was June 2012. When it reached almost five. Supply had been elevated following the housing market crash and ensuing 2008 financial crisis. So as they look at this inventory creeping higher in DFW, home prices continue to rise. It's driven in part by inflation, they say, but they say that this is now setting up for you are potentially having Business Journal, specifically Dallas Business Journal, saying, talking to the experts that they did, that this is now setting up for a potential housing recession in North Texas.
And you abandoned your new house search.
Thought about it, but my rate is just so good.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've outgrown the house. It's just so good, though. I just can't justify buying a new one and spending, you know, thousands of extra dollars a month just because the rate goes from 2% to 6%. Just not worth it. So we're stuck. We're staying. Golden handcuffs, they call it. Mm-hmm. Got the golden handcuffs on us.
Why is it the golden handcuffs?
Because, like, it's like you're sitting on a really good deal.
Yeah.
You're stuck, but you're stuck. At least you're stuck in gold.
It's a good stuck.
Yeah, it's one of those
things. But, you know, have you, like, I love looking at houses. I'll follow this. Apparently, like, there are tons of homes for sale, an inordinate amount of homes in, like, Prosper for sale. Like, Prosper is, like, everyone's trying to sell.
Why?
The value of their home went up so much.
Yeah.
That it's
they got the deal so good, they weren't anticipating maybe that rate of explosion, and they can't afford the property taxes.
Can't afford property tax. They realize it's too far from downtown, and you know, like, they're just
realize.
Sick of the drive. They're sick of the drive now, right?
Beating of a drive.
Or they're like, hey, I made so much money off this. Let's parlay this and move closer to, you know, move to Frisco, move to wherever.
Dude, when we've had the look at the housing market, and it's like, gosh, everything's so expensive right now, especially if you're first time buying. We were looking at it and we were trying to say, all right, how far could I justify moving away to get cheaper house prices? And I was trying to justify to myself the other day, I was like, would I move to Waxahachie or, like, maybe a little further south for the drive? I don't know. I think that's just a little too much to justify being able to drive that far every day.
It's the Neighborhood Watch, where we go local. You can always send your stories to Bobby Roberto Bell for every Thursday, commercial free with the Expressway. Thank you for being a Tolo. However you are listening or watching the program, you are appreciated. Very appreciated. All right. Is it better to trade Micah if you're going to do it? He was at the airport yesterday. Is he going to set up the grievance battle? Second opinion on the back. If you're going to deal him, better to do it now or after the season. Back inside the Star on the official home of the Cowboys next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.